Mumnis Mishloisha. You want to pass in the shadow of Mumnis, you have to have three Dayonim. Zeb Boru Lahasa. How do you have these three Dayonim? Is Zeb Boru Layechud? One person of the two people that are coming to complain, one person, Ruvain, has a right to choose one Dayim. Is Zeb Boru Layechud and Shimon, the other one, has a right to choose another Dayim? Or Shneim Boru Lem Oid Echud? And both together, I'm asking to take a third Dayim. That's how they get three Dayonim. These are the words of Rameya. Vachomam Nechom say, Shnei Dayonim Bormulhem Oidechad. No, each one only has the right to choose one Dayim. And once you have these two Dayonim, the two Dayonim themselves have the right to choose the third Dayim. Now, Zeh Poisel Dainishel Zeh, Vizeh Poisel Dainishel Zeh, Diver Rameya. Each one of them, even though each one has the right to choose his own Dayin, but after one chooses that Dayin, the other one has the right to veto it. He could say, no, I don't trust, I don't want that Dayin. Diver Rabbi Meir. V'chomrim l'chom say, it depends. Ei Musai, when is this said? Bizman she'maybe aleim raya she'en kreivim aipsulim. Only if this Nidin can bring a proof that the Dayin, the other one wants to use his puzzle. He's a carvoy's puzzle. Avlim hoyik sherim oy mumchim. But let's say the dayan was a kosher dayan, or else he was a mumcha and a yochel apostle. Then samzoy the nidin can't say, I don't want to use him. You have no right to passel the dayan. Really, Gemara explains the machlokes here is that the dayan is not a mumcha. So therefore, the chum say that they have a right to passel and say. Therefore, Meir says that each one has a right to passel the other one. The chum say no. Even though the dayan is not a mumcha, so what? When do you have a right to passel him? Only if you have a right to say he's a korov or he's posel. But once he's not a korov, not a posel, he's a kosher. So in the Mishnah says, im hoyek sherim oy mumchim, the Gemara says, it means to say that the chum hold, a kosher is like a mumcha. And therefore, any yachol posel, he can't passel him. Now the Mishnah says, ze poisel edov shel ze. Let's say Ruvain brings two edim to Steina. So Shimon, the other one, has a right to passel those two aidim. What does it mean passel them? It means him and another aid. He can start with another aid to passel to make a trade trade. The Zeh poisel aidim shel Zeh, the opposite way also. Shimon could come with another aid, but passel Ruvain's aidis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, he's not called an agei b'davam, and therefore he's never like aidis to passel to make a trade against trade. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is talking about. The Chum say, Amosai, when was this said? Bizman Shumevi Aleim Raya Shein Kreivim Absulim. Again, when do you have a right to passel the other one's Adas? Only if you could prove it that those Adas are really Psulim Ikaradin, they're a Korav or Apostle. Avlam Hoyik Sherm, but they're Kosher Adim and Yachal Apostle. You have the right to say that we can't trust them. Because even with the Tziruf, with another Reidecha, you and somebody else, you have no right, because then that's called Yenagei B'Adas. And therefore, you're not Neman. I will see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlekes is telling you, what the case is. So Gemara is the Kasha, Mai Zeh Boru Lo Yechod, V'Zeh Boru Lo Yechod. What does it mean to say this Baal Dover chooses one Bezdin for himself, and the other one chooses another Bezdin for himself? That the half a meaning is what the Mishnah means to say, Zeh Boru Lo Yechod, that first Reuven chooses a Bezdin of three, and then the Zebor Leyechad and Shimon chooses a different Bezdin of three, and then together they choose a third Bezdin of three, which means you have to have nine Dayonim. So for the Gemara, what do you have to have nine Dayonim for? For the Gemara, Pitlosa Sagish, you have to have just three Dayonim. Dinimon is the first Mishnah Masech that says three Dayonim. So Moses Hachikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kishe Zebor Leyechad Bezdin Echad, the first Reuven chooses one Bezdin. Then the Zeboroloi Bezdin Echot. The other one chooses a different Bezdin. And the Pshat is, each one is not happy with the other one's Bezdin. So then the Lochrish, Neim Borim Lem, Oid Echot. Both together have a right to choose a third Bezdin. Since each one was not happy with the other one's Bezdin, therefore they have a right to choose another Bezdin. Then the Chlam, all you have to have is just three Dayon. Freti Gemara, the Afilu Loive, Motzi Makiv, is it true that even the Leiva could stop, if the Malva comes with the Bezdin, the Leiva could stop the Bezdin? I, via Oma Rebelozer, Blazer says like this, that Leishon Rele Malva, it's only the Malva that has the right to stop the Beis Din. Alva Loiva, but Loiva doesn't have right to stop the Beis Din of the Malva. That means Kaifen Oisai V'Don Biroi, like we force the Loiva to come to the Malva's town, like to Paskinuk with the Malva's Beis Din. So you see, the Loiva does not have a right to reject the Malva's Beis Din. So the Gemara answers, Kedi Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Be'akoyeshe B'su Yishon, we'll see Gemara later. Talking about Akoyes, the Beis Din in Surya, that they b'chlad did not know the halachas. And therefore, even the Loiva has the right to say, I don't want to use your Beis Din. His Hachanami here also, Be'akoyeshe B'su Yishon, here also talking about these courts in Surya that were there that did not know the halachas, and therefore even the Loiva has the right to say, no, I don't want the Beis Din. Avolum chaloy benchem would have been a good dayonim that know the halacha, then about the halacha cannot say no. Moran says, Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Afidu temen mumchin. Even if you want to say, we're talking about mumcha over here. And still the Loiva has a right to say no. Why? The going bedin of the Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. In other words, they're talking about that the two dayonim in the same town, like Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, both in the same town. Therefore, the Loiva has a right to say, I don't want to use your Beis Din, use my Beis Din. If they're both in the same town, there's no tircha for the Malva, then he has a right to say no. The Komele, the Loiva sent to the Malva, Miko, Meterachlam, I'm making any bomb, not bomb, making you bother. So then he could tell him to change. Tanam will learn like this. The Komele say, Shnei Dayonim, Boruhem, Oidechot. That the two Dayonim, they choose a third one. Now again, Havamin was, it means two different Beis Dins to choose a third Beis Din. So the question is, we, Sagadet, tell me a thing. Kedekarmin, the way you say now, Beis Din, bo. So talking about Beis Dins, or the way Beis Din bosa to fasimulu. Once we already said the way of the Malva said that doesn't want to use that Beis Din, oz the abora lehu beidin achrini. Does it make any sense that those dayonim should go and choose another dayin, another Beis Din? For yod also ma zeh bora lo yechod is zeh bora lo yechod. It wasn't meant to say each dayin go choose another one. How could one Beis Din like choose another Beis Din? Doesn't make any sense. Elul the Gemara says, Hokakom, this Pshana Mishnah, Kishezeh Boroloi Dainecha, that one Taveya, he has the right to claim one Beis Din, one Dayin. Kishezeh Boroloi Dainecha, the other one has the right to claim another Dayin. Now, Shneim Borolim Loi Eidecha, both the two Balidvorim, they have a right to choose between the both of them a third Dayin. But we're only ending up with just three Dayonim. Now, Maishna, what's the Svar of the Abdu, how to do it this way, the Abdu Hachim? I am my Rav, it's over in Eretz Yisrael, Mishrein to Rav Zeyra, B'terach Shezeh Borla Dainecha, since one Taveya has the right to choose one Dain. V'zeh Borla Dainecha, the other Taveya has the right to choose the other Dain. And then between both of them, Shnein Borla and Oidecha, they both choose together. Third Dain is so they're all happy with these Dayonim, and therefore Yotzna Din Lamitoi, the Psak will be Mekubla, being Emesek of Psak, they both be Mekabal, the Psak. Then the Mishnah says, Achom say that the two Dayonim, they have right to choose as third Dayon. So what's the Machlokes? There's a name, but let's say, for Rav Yehuda Rav Kamiflagi, Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, he says, Ein Eidim Chesma L'Shtar, Eidim do not start on a document, on a Shtar, Elim Kem Yehudim Michesma L'Mom, let them know who else is signing with them, that you have a right to know who you're going to be with. Rav Meir Lester, Rav Yehuda Amarav, he doesn't know from Yehuda Amarav, and therefore they themselves have a right to choose the two Baladvarim and not the two Dayonim. The Rabbanim, they say no, the two Dayonim choose the third Dayin, Islu, they hold Rav Yehuda and hold like Rav Yehuda Amarav.
Rav Meir does not hold from Yehuda Amarav. The Rabbanim, though, Isla Rav Yehuda Amarav, maybe that's the Machlokes. So Rashi says, Rabbanon, Isla Rav Yehuda, Hilkach, Das Hadayonim Binan. Therefore, they themselves have to choose the third Dayan. Like they're sitting together, they're going to be part of the Dayanim, so you have to make sure they're with Kosher Dayanim. So therefore, the first two Dayanim, they have a right to choose the third Dayan. That's what the Chum holds. And the Mayor is not afraid of that, no, that the Toyin Venitan, they could choose the third Dayan also. Omar Rav says no. Amarav loy, the kuliyal mislu the Rav Yehuda Amarav. Everybody could hold when stam edim sign on the shtar. They have to know who the edim are. They have to know exactly who they're signing with. But v'das have the yonim kuliyal loy pligi divinan. Everybody agrees you have to have the das of the yonim. In other words, these three dayonim will only be a Beis Din if all three agree together to work together to be the Beis Din. Keep plugging with the machlokes in the Mishnah. Das bale dinim to need the das of the two people that are going to the din Torah that they should agree on all three dayonim. Rabbi Meir savar das bale dinim nami binim. Rabbi Meir says that how do we choose the three dayonim? Again, each one chooses one, and then together they choose a third one. It's like all of them are anicha with it. But Rabbon and Savri, that's how dayonim binim. The main thing is you have to have the das, the three dayonim, they agree to work together, to paskel together. But das baladinim lay binim. You do not have to have that the baladinim themselves agree to the third dayon. It's enough that the two dayonim choose the third one. We do not care anymore what the baladinim themselves care about. So Gufa, what did we just say? Gufa, Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Eino Eidim Chaisim Al Ashtar. Eidim do not sign an ishtar unless they know who else they're signing with. Tani Nam Yechu, we don't know this also. Kach hoyu nikiya hadas shev Yerushalayim oisim. This is where the nikiya das means chashev of people used to act in Yerushalayim. That lo hoyu chosmen al ishtar helim kem yoydin mi chosmi moim. They were not signing an ishtar unless they knew who signed with them. Lo hoyu yoshven v'din, they would not sit down in a din. Helim kem yoydin mi yoshevi moim, unless they know also who sat down to paskel with them. So they were afraid they'll be, to be embarrassed with somebody that's not a good dayan. And thirdly, v'lo yhoyu nichnosim besuda, they would not sit down in a suda teat, halim kem yoydim mi yoshevi moim, lest they would know who's sitting down teat with them. Otherwise they would not sit teat, otherwise they would not sit there.
And like Rashi says, because it's the genayu l'tamin chachomim, leishev etzolam moritz besuda. Not nice for Tam Chochum to sit next to an Amoritz by the Suda, and therefore they check out first to make sure who they're sitting next to. Then it says in the Mishnah, Zeh Poisul Dayonim, that each one has a right to pass, the other one's dying that the other one's chose. So more the question, is this for Poshid? Kol Kimin, is this like a true the Poisul Dayonim? How come you have a right to pass Dayonim? The Churi is a Mekubah the Gedayin, how could you pass him? So Rabbi Yochanan says, we're talking about the Be'ah Koyi Sheba Surya. This Bezdin was a Bezdin in Surya, meaning that this over there, the Diyom did not know the Alochis, and therefore you have right to Paslin. Avo Mumchaloi, but a Dayan, that's a Mumcha and a Chanami, then the Leib of the other one does not have right to Pasl the Dayan. So Mar says, is this true? Hamidik Tony Sefer synthesized in the Sefer in the Mishnah. V'chachom, Ronachom, say, Eimosai. When do you have a right to passel the other one, the other dying bisman, she may be right, you could bring a proof, shame craven that the core of the fossil will be a dying, I psun or else to psulim. Avlim hoy ksherim, but let's say they were ksherim, my mumchim, me pi bezne were mumchim, and the yokla poisa, you can't passel them. This is the chomishita. But mechal, this will be a proof then, the rabbi made, the current rameishita, mumchim nami koma. That even a mumcha also one could passel the other one. So this is the question: why, if the dying is a dying mumcha, how could you passel him then? What kind of svar is this? How could you passel him? Samara says that's not shra. Tei hachi kama. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Or this is the Chum means to say. Avlim hoyik sheirim. Let's say the dayonim were sheirim. Then nasa kumumcha mipi bezin. It's as if then the mumcha mipis bezin v'yein yochel a person. Then everybody agrees. If the dayim was a dayim mumchum, everybody agrees then that you can't passel such a dayim. That's what I meant to say. Such a case, that they all agree then that you can't passel the dayim. Toshima, come in, I'll try and bring you proof. Omulele Reb Meir, was said to Reb Meir, Loi kol haimenu shepoisel dayin shemumchel rabin. You have the right to passel a dayim as a mumchel rabin. So Mashma healed from the other one, the Tanakama, that you could pass the dain shemum chalabim. I was saying everybody holds you can't pass the dain shemum chalabim. Ema say like this: the girsa should be loy kol amenu shepoisel dain shehem chu rabim aleim. Means the dain, even though it's not a mumcha, but I said if the oilim was mekabelin that they want to use him, then it's no svar you have a right to pass them. So that's what I meant to say. As long as they are makabel upon themselves to use him, then you can't passel him. Another more says, Tanya Nami Hochi. We'll learn like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi. That lo'oilom poisav erlich, you have right to passel the other dying. Achi kabel lo'olav bezdin shemum chalarabim. Unless they are makabel upon themselves a dying, that the people accepted upon themselves to use him for the dying. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Vo'edim, so therefore it's not sure if there really wouldn't have been a mumcha by the kempaslen, but in mechu rabim, that's the machlekes. For at the Gemara vo'edim, it says before you can pass leidim also, I vo'edim kemumchim dami, edim akosher edim, so how could you pass len ed? V'yom Rav Meir, Meir says, zeh pois leidim shal zeh, v'zeh pois leidim shal zeh, each one has right to pass, the other one's edim. So how could you pass on somebody's edim? Edim should be like a mumcha. And the Gemara Yitmullah, we learned on this, Amr Ashlaka says that Pai Peh Kodesh Yoy Medova Zeh. Now it's like he wondered, like Peh Kodesh, like a Peh Kodesh, but Rav Meir's mouth is a possible Yoy Medova Zeh, is a possible Rav Meir should say something like this, that he could pass on somebody else's edim, doesn't make sense. But rather, Tony, Ashlaka said, Goris, Edoi. Not a loshin edim, but edim means an ed yachad, one aid. That's who you could pass. Edo shel zeh. Samora says edoy lemay. Let's see an ed echad. What's the purpose? What's the purpose? An ed echad come. What's the two wife over here? What are you going to use with an ed echad lemay? You learn if you want to tell me the mummin that the one ed echad is coming to a mechayiv mummin to say that you owe the money. Samora says them shita you can't use him. You don't need one. You don't need him. The paslim shita can't be used. Elaim of the moment, Rachmona pasta. The Torah says that he's possible. You can't use an edech, the mechayiv moment, you have to have two edim. Elamai il is shvu. It's a question of leaving this edech to mechayiv you with shvu. For at the Gemara, how could you paslim hem nu mehemin kivetre? That the Torah believes him like two edim. Again, to the pasha shvu, even edech has come lishvu. Samara says, the Erlim really we're talking about over here, Lamama. Talking about now this one Eidecha now is coming to say this about Hilchas Mammon. And Lord Tzricha, the Chiddush over here is, tell the what do you have to have one to passel? If it's an Eidecha, it can't be Mechayiv your money anyway. So Terah says, Lord Tzricha, no one is necessary over here to teach us. The Kiblo Yolei Kivetrei. That they accepted upon themselves to trust this one Eidecha like to Eidim. And that's something you could do. You can makabla upon yourself, like kaveh trei. Rashi says, "Bitchilas divrei," the beginning of the words, "Kiblu alein bishnam." They accepted to believe this eidech. I'd like to. Samara says, "Then my kamashon." So what's the chiddush over here? That the other one could retract and say, "No, I don't want to accept him anymore." So what are you telling me now, my kamashon? That the motzi hodebe, he has the right to retract. That's the chiddush over here. That even though first he accepted the eidech. To believe him like true, later he could change his mind and says, no, I don't want to accept him. So Mr. Kashu, that's the Chiddush of here, the Chura Tanina, we learned this already. Tanina, we learned this. Oh my loy, if somebody says, Neman alai Abba, I trust my father. Neman alai Avich, I trust your father. Neman alai Gimur Raye Baka, three shepherds, I trust them to be like Dayonim. I want them to be my Dayonim. Even though they're not fit to do it really, but if you accept it upon yourself, you could accept it. Like you could say, you want your father to be a dayan, you want his father to be a dayan, even though they're kravim. But if you accept it upon yourself, it's okay. And same thing, you could trust upon yourself to have three judges that are stam raya baka, they're not mumcha. It says over here clearly in Machlekes that Rabbi Meir says, Yochel Achzava, they could retract. Even though first you accept it upon yourself, but if you want to retract, you have a right to retract. The Chachamim say, no, you have no right to retract. So they learned this already one time. So what's the Chiddush to say the second time for? And the Yomer Rav Dimi says, Braid Rav Nachman, Braid Rav Yosef, Kegoin